Okay, thank you very much, and good morning, everyone. I'm Mattias Johansson, CEO in Bravida. I have a long history in the company. I started in 1998, so I've been with the company for 17 years and have had all the different roles you can have in the company. So I know the business and the industry really well, and the company as well, of course, and I've been CEO since January this year, and before that, I was responsible for our business in Norway a couple of years and some other roles as well. And beside me is Nils-Johan, please, Nils-Johan.
Yes, yes, Nils-Johan Andersson. Joined Bravida in October last year. Have a long history with a company called Lindab, 11 years as a CFO and 3 years as head of business area ventilation. So.
Okay, if we turn to slide 3, I will take the chance to explain a little bit of what we are doing. We usually say that we're bringing buildings and infrastructure to life. Bravida offers a broad span of technical services based on what people needs every day, like, for example, electricity, water, ventilation, cooling, but also installation in infrastructure projects. Example of this is, for example, power supply systems for railway, cooling systems for data centers, and so on. A special thing with our services is that they're getting more and more complex and integrated into each other, and we are one of the few in the market who can act like a one-stop shop for the customers, which of course is a big advantage for us. 50% of our sales is coming from the electrical segment, including around 10% of fire and security, just over a quarter from heating and plumbing, and the balancing is from ventilation. We have a highly diversified end markets with no dominant exposure, and 25% of our sales come from the public sector, which is, of course, a huge positive given the investments we are seeing in the Scandinavian market today. So that was a short introduction of what we're doing. And on slide 4, you can see what I see the most important thing behind our stable and predictable top line. Two-thirds of our sales is service, renovation, and maintenance, and only one-third is new build, and only 8% exposure to less stable areas such as new build residentials. That doesn't mean that we can't benefit from the residential that is coming up in the market for the near future. We are still the market leader in this segment, and this is, of course, very good for us. 90% of our customers is recurring customers, and that's also an explanation to the stable history we have. And we have a very low risk in our business model. Diversified end markets, low customer concentration, and small average contract size. Our average contract size is actually around 225,000, if we exclude the service. If we include the service we're doing, it's even smaller. Having both service and installation is, of course, very important for us because they're feeding each other and make the company even more stable. So the key highlights for Q3 on slide 5. The sales is up 90%, and the organic growth contribute with 6%. We have a strong order momentum. The order intake is up 26%, and we have a strong, high order backlog, and we are above 7 billion. And when we are growing, of course, the order backlog will grow as well. And this is an all-time high level, which, of course, gives us confidence and a good visibility for the future as well. The adjusted EBITDA is up 15%, sorry, to 195 million, margin 6.1%, excluding Finland. And if we look at the LTM figures, the margin is 6.2% and 6.4%, respectively, excluding Finland. And the highlights Q3 regarding Finland is that the integration is on track. They are now fully on Bravida systems since 2nd of November, and we are now focusing on realizing synergies and implementing our business model, what we are calling Bravida Way. M&A in the quarter, 3 acquisitions completed, bringing this up to 10 in total so far this year, and we have one additional signed during Q3 as well. So if we flip to slide 6, short about the market trends, we can see a strong market in Sweden. Construction activity is up 13%, and we can see a strong order backlog in the construction companies, which is one possibility we have to look into the future, what's going to happen to us next. And that improves our visibility quite a lot. Norway, we can see that the public investments offset the soft commercial building market. The construction output is up 5%. The commercial buildings activity is down 2%, and the residential building is up 3%. In Denmark, the market is supported by public investment, mainly in healthcare, education, and infrastructure. And in Finland, we know that the market is not at the same level as in Sweden, Norway, and Denmark, but we can see a small improvement, although it is from low levels. But that's what is expected, so nothing new, but the market is getting better and better in a low tempo, but positive movement. On slide 7, the group sales. In the quarter, the sales is up 19%, and that is in line with the trend year to date. The organic growth contributes with 6%, also in line with the trend for year to date, and we can see strong performance across all countries. Adjusted EBITDA is up 15% in Q3, 19% year to date, and we have double-digit growth in all countries. And worth mentioning is, of course, that we have a temporary margin dilution due to Finland. And Finland, as I told some of you when we met in the roadshow and so on, is a new market for us. We entered the market this summer. We acquired Peko Group, which is a break-even business. And in August, we signed and closed the deal with Halmesvara Group. And Halmesvara is a business that have a margin around 6%, which shows us that it is possible to have the same level of margin in Finland as we have in all the other countries. What we are now focusing on is, of course, to implement our own systems, our own culture, the Bravida way, before we take the next step to grow the installation part. We have a positive growth in the service business, which I'll come back to later, and it seems, and it follows the plan we are having. To summarize this, the sales up 20% year to date, and the EBITDA is up 19% year to date. Slide 8, the order momentum. Order intake up 26% in the quarter and 18% year to date so far. And the order backlog, as I earlier mentioned, all-time high above 7 billion SEK. And in selected contract wins, I'm quite happy to announce that we won the first big contract in Kiruna, where they're going to move the city center. We're going to deliver the services in the city hall. In Norway, we won the big hospital in Tromsø for all installations. And in Denmark, we have won a large order from Barne Denmark. And in Finland, very happy to tell you that we have won a couple of big service contracts, actually, and one of them is value. And we can see that the service market in Finland is good, and we have a strong, good organization to take care of that market in Finland as well. So, acquisition on slide 9. Three acquisition in Q3, one in Finland, which is Halmesvara that I mentioned, and then two small bolt-ons in Sweden. Those three acquisitions adds 242 million on annual sales. We have another additional deal signed in Norway that we have closed in Q4. Otherwise, regarding the acquisition in this quarter, focus has been on Integrate Finland, of course. All in all, 10 acquisitions so far this year, adding 1.2 billion SEK in sales on annual basis. On slide 10, you can see our initiative to increase our own efficiency. Bravida Way is about local entrepreneurship, We have the central control and support, and the third pillar in our culture is, of course, continuous improvement. And these are three initiatives that really helps us to improve ourselves now, but also for the future. The first one, pricing and productivity program, we have trained all the branches so far, but now we are focusing on drive the compliance. We can see the correlation between compliance and margin improvement in all the branches. So this is a really good initiative, which is, of course, one of the reasons behind the margin improvement we're seeing in the business today. The other one is coming up now. Procurement excellence is an initiative supporting the margin, and the service growth is supporting the growth. The procurement excellence, I'm usually saying that we are already today best in the industry in procurement, but we have only been focusing on 2.2 billion out of 6 billion spend. Now we are expanding this to around 4 billion spend. This is about doing imports, move volumes to new, or concentrate volumes to our suppliers. We have done successful pilots. We have started the rollout, and we are going to drive the rollout and compliance in 16 and drive the profit and loss impact, of course. The service growth initiative is more about turning the organization to be more proactive instead of reactive, and this is going to support the growth we're already seeing today. And if we succeed to move the mix from installation to service, we also are going to move the margin upwards, because we can see that the service margin is around 100 bips higher than the installation margin. We have completed some successful pilots, and we are now starting to educate the branches and start the rollout in Q4. So now it's not Johan going to take you through the financial performance. Please, yeah. Johan.
Thank you, Mattias. On page 11, we'll start to look into the figures. And we start with the sales. And as Mattias mentioned, we had a good organic growth of 6%. Acquisition contributed with 15%, just about 400 million SEK. In the quarter, we had a negative impact from currency, and this is mainly coming from the weak Norwegian krona, and in this quarter it was -255 million, taking us to a top-line growth of 19%. If we look into the EBITDA margin, we were on 6.1 the same quarter last year. We're down now to 5.9, and 0.2% or 20 bips explained by the dilution coming from Finland. And as we also mentioned during the roadshow, we see the same situation. There is a dilution from all the other smaller acquisition. That's more or less, we communicated 20 bips in the roadshow, and we see the same level in this quarter. So, but all in all, the EBITDA is up with 15% in the third quarter. So let's look into the next slide, 12. Here we have a lot of figures. I will just highlight the increase in earnings per share with 86% this quarter. And also the operating cash flow is, as you see, negative. We have a negative cash flow in the quarter, and this is explained by the seasonality, that we have the impact from the holiday period in all our markets. It's slightly negative. It's more negative this year compared with last year. This explained partly by the working capital. And this is, we see that the acquisition we have done are not performing in the same way as the old Bravida units. And that's one of the explanations why we have a more negative development on the cash flow. So also on the notes, you see the, just to highlight the adjustments we have. The adjustment was 27 million this quarter. And this include mainly the IPO cost, but a small part also the acquisition cost. In total, we communicated that the IPO cost will be 30 million. We have taken part of the IPO cost in the third quarter. The remaining part will come in Q4, and the total cost for the IPO will be slightly higher than we estimated. We talked about $30, we now talk about $35-$40 million in IPO cost. Next slide, please, and then we'll talk about different markets and quickly take you through them. And you can say, as Mattias mentioned, all market, all countries increased sales and EBITDA in the quarter. Starting with Sweden, sales is up with 22%, EBITDA is up with 20%, and we have a strong market in Sweden, and it's also supported by both the order intake and the backlog increase. If we go for next slide, Norway, slide 14, we see actually a decline in the top line in the sales, going down with 5%. But if we look on the look into the local currency, it was an increase with 3%. And if we look on the EBITDA, we saw an increase in the reported figures, is up with 11. But if we look on the local currency, the EBITDA is up with more or less 20%. So we have, so to say, a headwind from the weak in Norwegian krona now. And you can say we estimate the currency impact on the EBITDA to be something between 4 and 5 million in the quarter. There have been during the roadshow many questions about the impact from the weaker oil price. We have limited impact so far, and also we are really happy to see the good development of the backlog. And one thing that supported the business in Norway is that we have the service share is a little bit higher in Norway compared to the rest of the other countries. Next slide, 15, Denmark. Top line is up with 12%, and the EBITDA in this quarter is up with good 23%. And if we look into the future, you can say we see the backlog is down with 9%, but still it's above, so to say, 1%, one times the installation sales. So it's still on a good level, and we are happy with the backlog we have in Denmark today. We look for and move on to the debt situation, and as many of you know, we refinanced the group the week after the IPO. We repaid the outstanding bond loans, and we terminate the hedges, and we start to use a new financial package. It's a 4 billion loan agreement. It's divided in 2.7 in term loan and a revolver for 1.3. And the current margin is STIBOR, and that's we cannot use that. There is a minus STIBOR in Sweden today, but it's the base for this agreement is that we go to down to zero, so the margin and the rent interest rate today is 1.65, and it's a 5 years agreement. Looking to the financial position, the net debt was 2,972,000,000. It's slightly an increase compared to the second quarter, and the net debt to EBITDA is 3.4, and this is also slightly higher. We were on 3.2 after the second quarter, and this is also explained by the seasonality we have in our cash flow. And as we said during the roadshow, we expect to be closer to 3 towards the year end. Next slide. It's 17, and here we try to summarize and compare with the development with the financial target we have. The target on sales is we should grow the business with above 10%, dividing in 5% organic growth and 5-7% coming from acquisition. As you know, we the top line is growing with 19, and we have a good organic growth with 7%. The EBITDA margin should be about 7%, and here we are 6.2 the last 12 months, and if we exclude Finland, 6.4. Cash conversion rate about 100%, and we are the last 12 months, the cash conversion is 113%. And if we look for the final one, net debt, the target is we should be around the 2.5, net debt to EBITDA, and we were on 3.4, as I mentioned earlier. So I think this was the final slide, and now we open up for questions.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad. You will enter a queue. After you are announced, please ask your question. And our first question comes from Silvia Fatima from Deutsche Bank. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking the questions. I've got four quick ones, please. First of all, could you please specify the split of the IPO cost in Q3, and then how much should we expect for Q4? Secondly, how much do you expect in refinancing costs to come through in Q4? Thirdly, on the free cash flow, what is your outlook for working capital for Q4? How quickly do you expect to improve the working capital dynamics within the acquisitions? And then finally, Norway seems to be doing well, and I presume that was probably the greatest concern for a number of people. What is, in your view, the biggest risk to the market outlook? Thank you.
Okay. So let's start with the IPO cost. As I said, the adjustments were 27 million in this quarter, and the main part was coming from the IPO cost, and we expect another 15. We have not seen all the from the advisors yet, so but this is the estimate we have today. And so then you if you remember, you had a question about the refinancing cost. We refinanced the group after the just the week after the IPO, and we there is a upfront fee that we paid out, arrangement fee to the banks, but this will be taken over the 5 years agreement, so there will be no related cost to this one, and if you look for the working capital, of course, if we see the seasonality, and I think I talked about the development and the net debt that we are expecting to come in closer to 3.0. We were on 3.4. I'm not sure if that give you some guidance. And will you take the
Yeah, I'm happy to answer the Norwegian question, as we discussed that a lot in the roadshow as well. And first of all, I would want to say that we have very limited direct exposure to the oil and gas sector, which is a sector which is, of course, driving the market down in some way. I think it's important to understand that the Norwegian market is divided into two parts. The offshore market and the land-based market. And the offshore market is down, of course, but the land-based market is still good. And on top of that, of course, we have a very high level of service in Norway. We have direct exposure less than 0.3% of our sales to the oil and gas, which of course limits our exposure. And we can see the urbanization is going on in Norway. People are moving to the big cities, and we are only in the big cities in Norway. And the market is still good as we see it. And the order backlog in Norway, as Nils-Johan told you earlier, is up 9% in local currency. So we are very confident about our own order backlog, and the market, as we see it, is still good in Norway. But of course, we need to be very cautious about what is happening if the offshore market is going to have some impact on the land-based market indirectly. So what we are doing, we have told you earlier about our quarterly reviews, and on monthly basis, we're actually following up the order backlog in all branches in Norway, and have discussed continuous discussion around the order backlog in all branches in Norway. We are of course, managing this in a very specific way. Up to today, we can't see any major impact in our own business, and the figures is actually supporting that as well. Better margin, good order backlog, and yeah, we are very happy with the performance in Norway so far.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you. Our next question comes from Niklas Höglund from Nordea. Please go ahead. Your line is now open.
Yes, good morning. Niklas Höglund here. Well, I have a couple of questions. Firstly, if we start out with the service growth in the quarter, I was a little bit late in the call, but do you mention anything on the service growth in connection to your very ambitious target? And maybe also elaborate a little bit on the different geographical areas related to service. Thank you, firstly.
Yeah, thank you. Good morning, Niklas. No, we didn't say anything about the service growth, but what we can see is that both installation and service is growing today. We don't have the figures right in front of us, so but we have a positive momentum in all disciplines, in all countries, in both installation and services. But what is very positive is that we're now starting up the service initiative. We have done the pilot phases, as we said, and it's been very successful, and we're now in Q4 starting the rollout on that. Regarding installation, we are growing 24%, and the services is growing 14%. So, yeah, they're growing a lot, both.
Okay, and just to follow up then on the rollout in the quarter, have you taken any costs related to those rollouts as well, or which has diluted a little bit the profitability short term?
Yeah, all the costs are included for all the initiatives, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then a couple of more questions, if I may. Firstly, you talk about a very strong order backlog. Could you elaborate a little bit on the duration and mix of that backlog? Is it many larger projects which could likely dilute profitability in the short term? And, or, so is the duration longer than we used to see in Bravida? Thank you.
No, I think it's the same mix. We can't see any deviation in the margin, in the order backlog either. I think we are status quo on that question.
Okay, and then, final question, if I may. You talk about the dilution from acquisitions, and, of course, it's easy to calculate the dilution from Finland, and this, the 0.2 or the 20 basis points. But as you also mentioned that you have an additional 20 basis points from the smaller acquisitions. So in total, would that imply a 20 basis points or 40 basis points in the quarter year-over-year perspective? Am I right in assuming that?
Yeah, you can say that if you look for, of course, we find the figure for Finland, we find in the report that it will take the margin from reported 5.9 up to 6.1. And then as we talked about that, all the bolt-on acquisition, we are buying them, and they normally have a margin that is lower than what we have in our business. And it takes up to 12 months before we have integrated companies, before we are, they can start to use our systems and our agreements. So normally, we see if there is another 20 basis points dilution coming from the smaller acquisition, yes.
Okay, and then maybe a final question. I just remember one. If we look at M&A, and maybe we've got a little bit spoiled on your very high activity over the last couple of years. You're talking about integration now in Finland, but what's the status? You have a lot of activity ongoing. Is prices going up? Are you meeting, or is it more happy faces after the IPO when you're meeting these smaller companies which you're approaching?
Yeah, the IPO is quite fresh still, so we don't know about the faces. But what we see, the integration, I think, it's maybe I should clarify that, but the integration in Finland. In Finland, we are focusing on integration before we're doing another acquisition in Finland. But of course, when we have those in on our system, if this is working in a good way, we have them into our model, then we can take the next step regarding acquisition in Finland. But in Sweden, Norway and Denmark, the work with the bolt-on is continuing like we did before the IPO as well. So there is nothing new. And we can see that the activity is at the same level. The prices are at the same level depending on what quality we're buying. We, as I mentioned, we signed the last day in Q3, we signed a new agreement with Nordklima in Tromsø, Norway, and we have done Frigo Nord in north of Sweden this quarter. So this is continuing. So we are not stopping the M&A story just because of Finland, but we are focusing on integration in Finland, but we are continuing the work in the other countries.
Super. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. And as a reminder, if you do have a question for the speakers, please press 01 on your telephone keypad now. We have a small pause while questions are being registered. Seems to be no further questions. I'll hand the conference back to your speakers.
Okay. We are, of course, very happy to finally be able to announce this report, and hope you are satisfied, and hope to see you soon again, of course. And yeah, thank you very much for today. See you soon.
Thank you. Bye.